بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
والطور.
By the mount.
وكتاب مسطور.
And the book inscribed.
في رق منشور.
On fine parchment.
والبيت المعمور.
By the much frequented house.
والسقف المرفوع.
By the elevated canopy.
والبحر المسجور.
And by the swelling sea.
إن عذاب ربك لواقع.
Verily, your Lord's chastisement shall come to pass.
ما له من دافع.
None can avert that. None can avert that. Your Lord's chastisement here denotes chastisement in the hereafter. This, because of the occurrence of the hereafter itself, is tantamount to the visitation of chastisement on the deniers of the truth. Five oaths accompany the statement that the hereafter will surely come to pass, the implication being that each of these five testifies that the hereafter is bound to occur. These oaths are as follows. 1. By Mount Sinai, where it was decided to exalt an oppressed nation and bring about the downfall of another nation that was immersed in evil doing. This decision clearly indicates that God's realm is not one of lawlessness and injustice. 2. By the Scriptures, these are inscribed on fine parchment from ancient times and testify that the prophets who came during different epochs stressed on God's behalf the certainty of the hereafter. 3. By the much frequented house alludes to the Kaaba, originally built in the sandy desolation of Mecca. However far from being desolate, God has made it bustle with people, so much so that it excels every shrine on earth in terms of the number of people it attracts. This proves that prophets do not engage in loose, baseless talk. After having erected this great shrine in the midst of barren hills, the Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, invited people to proceed to it for pilgrimage. No one could then have imagined that for thousands of years the world would witness such huge crowds of people pressing forward to this one spot. 4. By the elevated canopy, here refers to the sky. 5. By the swelling sea, all these are clear signs of God's powers, signs that clearly show that their Creator certainly has the power to make the hereafter come about.
يوم تمور السماء مورا.
It shall come to pass on the day when the heaven will convulse in a great convulsion.
وتسير الجبال سيرا.
And the mountains shall violently fly about.
فويل يومئذ للمكذبين.
Woe then on that day to those who give the lie to this message.
الذين هم في خوض يلعبون.
And amuse themselves with vain argumentation.
يوم يدعون إلى نار جهنم دعا.
On the day when they shall be thrust into hell with a violent thrust and shall be told,
هذه النار التي كنتم بها تكذبون.
This is the hell which you used to give the lie to.
أفسحر هذا أم أنتم لا تبصرون.
Is this then any feat of magic, or are you unable to see?
إصلوها فاصبروا أو لا تصبروا سواء عليكم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون.
Go now and burn in it. It is all the same whether you bear it patiently or do not bear it with patience. You are only being recompensed for your deeds.
إن المتقين في جنات ونعيم.
Surely, the God-fearing shall be in gardens and bliss.
فاكهين بما آتاهم ربهم ووقاهم ربهم عذاب الجحيم.
Enjoying what Allah will have endowed them with, and their Lord will have saved them from the torment of the blazing fire.
كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما كنتم تعملون.
They will be told, eat and drink to your heart's content as a reward for your deeds.
متكئين على سرر مصفوفة وزوجناهم بحور عين.
The God-fearing shall be reclining on couches facing each other, and we shall wed them to maidens with large beautiful eyes.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرِّيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. كُلُّ امْرِئٍ بِمَا كَسَبَ رَهِينٌ.
We shall unite the believers with those descendants of theirs who followed them in their faith, and shall not deny them any part of the reward for their good deeds. Every person is pledged to what he did. Every person is pledged to what he did. A person cannot redeem a pledge unless he pays off the debt he owes. In like manner, a person cannot redeem himself from accountability before God unless he discharges the duty he owes him. Even parents will be unable to redeem their children if the latter are not righteous. In essence, then, the good deeds of the parents will not secure the release of their children from the pledge.
وَأَمْدَدْنَاهُمْ بِفَاكِهَةٍ وَلَحْمٍ مِّمَّا يَشْتَهُونَ.
We shall provide them in abundance with all kinds of fruit and meat, whatever they may desire.
يَتَنَازَعُونَ فِيهَا كَأْسًا لَا لَغْوٌ فِيهَا وَلَا تَأْثِيمٌ.
They shall pass on to one another a cup that will incite neither levity nor sin. A cup that will incite neither levity nor sin. This statement is about the wine that will be served in paradise. This wine will not cause intoxication. Those who drink it will not become drunk, will not lose control over themselves, and will not burst into senselessness and vulgar babble. Nor will they resort to abusive invectives and obscene expressions, or pick a row with others, or behave indecently in the manner of drunkards.
وَيَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ غِلْمَانٌ لَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لُؤْلُؤٌ مَكْنُونٌ.
Youths as fair as hidden pearls will be set apart to wait upon them. They will be running to and fro to serve them.
وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ.
They will turn to one another and ask regarding the past events.
قَالُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ.
They will say, when we were living before among our kinsfolk, we lived in constant fear of Allah's displeasure. We lived in constant fear of Allah's displeasure.
The believers will describe their life as one lived with the consciousness of being answerable to God. Far from being immersed in hedonistic pursuits and unfettered self-indulgence, they were constantly vigilant lest they did anything that would bring God's wrath upon them. Significantly, it is said that they lived before among their kinsfolk in constant fear of Allah's displeasure. Living with their kinsfolk is mentioned here for a specific reason. The main reason someone lives a life of sin is that they are driven by the desire to provide ample means of ease and comfort to their immediate dependents.
فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ.
Then Allah graced us with His favor and saved us from the chastisement of the scorching wind.
إِنَّا كُنَّا مِن قَبْلُ نَدْعُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْبَرُّ الرَّحِيمُ.
Formerly, we had always prayed to him. Surely, he is most benign, most compassionate.